Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. We do have some champions in Congress. Marjorie Taylor Greene is voting no on H.R. 350, the bill that gives unlimited funding to FBI, DOJ, and the DHS to, quote, target anyone that challenges the Biden administration policies and commits a hate crime, end quote. Reaction to Musk buying Twitter just went over the top. Biden has established a new government department within Homeland Security, the Ministry of Truth. Oh, wow. Talk about an oxymoron. Why is Biden trying to get unlimited funding for his FBI, DOJ, and DHS, and launching a Ministry of Truth department? Well, among other things, it did come out recently that he had $5.2 million in unexplained income. Well, I think Hunter's laptop explains it all. Gates is buying up the majority of American farmland. He's the guy who wants us all eating synthetic beef. Oh, boy. BlackRock is buying up all single-family houses. These are the guys who want you to own nothing and be happy. And we're supposed to be concerned about Elon buying Twitter? Thank you, Mercedes. Dinesh soon to release 2,000 mules. Zuckerberg's ballot harvesting scheme contributing significantly to the 2020 steal. Studying the videos, we've identified 2,000 ballot mules. Harvesting 400,000 illegal votes. Maybe this explains how Biden won a record low of all U.S. counties, only 16.7%, by the way, but supposedly garnered the greatest number of votes in presidential election history. Fauci announces the global pandemic for the U.S. is over. Then Biden sends Psaki out there to sack him. So Fauci reverses himself again. Now it's not over. Meanwhile, Pfizer submits application for emergency use authorization for a COVID vaccine booster injection to be used on children from 5 to 11 years old. Oh, now I get it. And here's a new bird flu showing up in China. Oh, this is sweet. Actress Megan Fox says she and Machine Gun Kelly drink one another's blood for ritual purposes. Not any weirder than this. One teacher on TikTok, liberals, whatever, tells us children as young as 5 years old should be engaged in conversation about gender. No, actually, that's old news. There it is, the new one. Transgender high school science teacher tells U.S. Education Department senior advisor, students should be taught that not all egg producers are women, end quote. Some are chickens or hens. Biden hosts Teacher of the Year event and tells teachers at the event that children are, well, all our children. They're all, right? He said to these teachers that the children are not somebody else's children. They're yours when you're in the classroom. Quote, end quote. What happened to Ukraine? No one cares about that anymore. Already? Maybe that's why Putin decided to cut off gas supply to Poland. Got to keep it stirred up. Much speculation about Russia invading Poland. Isn't that how both world wars began some time back? Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth. Served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Biden announces a new government department within DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, the Ministry of Truth. One of the agencies within the Ministry of Truth is the Disinformation Governance Board, the Pinos DHS, that's president in name only, thank you, Bongino. DHS Mayorkas explained its mission was to, quote, combat misinformation ahead of the 2022 midterms. Democrats are concerned that, quote, minority communities are being targeted in misinformation campaigns, end quote. Really? The MSM is a campaign. And wanted to know what Mayorkas is going to do about it. The DHS head said that, quote, the goal is to bring the resources of DHS together to address this threat, end quote. So now, free speech is a threat to the United States? No. It's a threat to Democrat control over the U.S. government. Hey, Joey, you want to clean up disinformation? Good night. Where do we begin? How about we start with you, you liar, telling us you knew nothing about Hunter's operations? What a joke. How about we start with, you know, where did you get the $5.2 million of unaccounted for income? How about the stolen 2020 election and all the disinformation you and your team has been spewing about Trump for 6 years? How about the lies and disinformation you're putting out there regarding January 6th? How about we start with Russiagate? A little P-tape humor, anyone? This would be a classic SNL routine. Joe, plagiarist Biden, sets up a Ministry of Truth? That guy wouldn't know what the truth was if it bit him on the nose. These people don't know anymore about what distinguishes truth from fiction than they know about what distinguishes a male from a female. The people carping about disinformation are the chief architects of the whole system, the whole scheme, purveyors of lies, creators of myths, disseminators of deceit. In their world, truth is malleable, pliable, ductile. Something subjective and, well, idealistic, like modern art interpretive, fungible. But beyond replacing it with something like, replacing it with, well, anything at all, truth is what the Democrats say it is. And while they hold our government hostage, truth will be whatever the government says it is. The so-called legacy media, MSM, Mind Sway Management, establishment media, the propaganda arm of Antichrist government usurpers, the deep state Nazi modern ministry for popular enlightenment and propaganda, you know, like Hitler's program, you know, inspired by his mentor, Mussolini, and his fascist, quote, militant journalism, end quote. Yeah. Applying what he called, quote, the twin tools of censorship and propaganda, end quote. Which was inspired, by the way, by his Jesuit hounds who shaped Mussolini's fascism into a force with sufficient influence in Italy to restore the papacy to world influence. Mussolini, guided by the counsel of Jesuit Pietro Tacchi Venturi in 1929, signed the pact that allowed the Vatican to become a state with El Papa presiding over it and giving it the power to form diplomatic ties with the nations. It was by Italian Prime Minister Mussolini that the sovereignty of the papacy over the Vatican was restored, quote-unquote. The legacy of dictator control over communication, over free speech, is rooted in the malevolent medieval Inquisition, friend. Bible-burning Catholics, you know, way back then. Science censoring, remember? The Romish sows cowed Galileo after accusing him of heresy and held him in house arrest for the rest of his days. A legacy revived in Italy under Mussolini, emulated by another son of the Catholic faith named Hitler, and continued with Stalin, the first Joe, to implement the twins of censorship and propaganda and total history revisionism, by the way, using a controlled media who dutifully propagates whatever is handed down to them by the government, by the Ministry of Truth. And in the end, that fella killed over 780,000 people, at least. This Joe inspired Orwell's 1984. Did you know that, Orwell? Wrote his 1984, inspired by Joe Stalin's regime. I read somewhere, someone advising our current despotic regime, that 1984 was written as a warning, not an instruction manual. This sort of atrocity only happens when the people do not heed the prophets God sends to sound the alarm and rise up against these dictators. When the people become too lazy, too enthralled by the sick antics of Madonna's whorish manners, bloodsuckers Megan Fox and her husband Machine Gun Kelly, and the charade of Depp. Come on, who takes pictures of his wife's doo-doo on the sheets? Give me a break. I mean, what kind of marriage was this? Maybe you have to document everything going on in your house if you're married to an insane person. Have you noticed the blank stare in her creepy eyes? Yikes. But really, folks, Does Captain Jack's crazy marriage really mean that much to us? No. That's their business. But the Office of Government Propaganda would rather you release your emotional energy into meaningless twaddle, fixated on Hollywood's diarrhea rather than on something that matters, like the Jesuit Nazi fascists having infiltrated our government, are taking away our vote, and they're embezzling our rights. This is what every dictator does. He seeks to control communication to stifle free speech. Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin all had their version of Biden's Ministry of Truth. The Bible talks about the land getting sick, so it needs healing, 2 Chronicles 7:14. And our land is sick. What makes it sick? Idolatry, sodomy, and the shedding of innocent blood. 1 Kings 14, there's some scriptures here you can read. You can get my notes. God commissioned the power, governments, to use the sword of civil justice to execute vengeance against those that do evil and to protect those that do right. All that the wicked have had to do is change the meaning of the words evil and good. It's as the prophet predicted, Isaiah said, "Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness." Isaiah 5:10, man, that's just going on right in front of us today. The failure to execute wrath upon the evildoer, the failure to hold the evildoer accountable, has given rise to a flood of wicked men and women rising in our land and drowning out our liberties. My friend Larry Keast coined a term for this, non accountus liberalis. The corruptions of the wicked have entrenched in our land because the righteous fail to hold them accountable. Ridiculed them, perhaps, within our own closed circles, but politely demure to them in public, we sat back as they were given increasing power in our land until now the land is sick with their evil, and it's about to puke us right out of it. Okay, my friends, hold on to the break. I'll be right
back. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The spirit of Antichrist is rising. Christians are the most persecuted group in the world today. And Antichrist sentiment is rising in America too. But remember, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord raises a banner against him. The Spirit of Jesus Christ in us is greater than the spirit of Antichrist in the world. But believers don't understand the ways of the kingdom of God. Jerry's new book teaches you how to wrestle against the principalities and powers that have risen against Christ in America today. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. Go to GodsWar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Is Elon our friend or foe? Elon Musk warns some on the right will likely be unhappy since his goal is to, quote, maximize area under the curve of total human happiness, which means the roughly 80% of people in the middle, end quote. What in the world has this guy been smoking? Just kidding. But really, what does maximize area under the curve of total human happiness mean? Well, let's start with this total human happiness thing. On this side of the new heaven and new earth, I don't think there will ever be anything approximating total human happiness. So let's knock that back a few revs, shall we? And then, under what curve? All right, anyway, I think it's safe to say he is talking about a spectrum of American opinions on what is considered under the purview and within the protection of free speech. And he's suggesting, if that spectrum was laid out before us, so that on the extreme left, you have the wackadoodles arranged in a sort of gradient progression where the worst whack jobs are at the extreme left, and then moving right become gradually more moderate until you come to a relatively moderate liberalism. And then this continues moving right until at some middle point, it transitions into moderate conservatism. And then that continues on increasingly conservative until you come across a line on the extreme right of the spectrum where we are back into wackadoodle territory. Elon is saying, I believe, the left wackadoodles and the right wackadoodles are not going to be content with how he handles Twitter. He estimates that this middle section will comprise 80% of the population. Time will tell whether Ilan is a sincere patriot that has an authentic and genuine regard for free speech, or whether he is yet another permutation of evil, transforming itself into an angel of light. Some are going that far. Many are looking at Ilan much more closely than they did when his claim to fame was, the most elegant climate change mobile ever made. I love the Tesla. And frankly, if I could afford one of the larger ones that has a range of at least 300 miles, I would buy it. And when he started shooting rockets into space, intending to make an industry of space trips, I'd like to take a ride on one of those rockets. And finally, colonizing first the moon and then Mars. Wow. Some are lumping him in with the transhumanist movement. Heard of that? For which they are breaking us in, using conditioning us to accept tranny men and tranny women. They, and I mean the Antichrist, children of disobedience, plan to create tranny humans. Does Elon Musk, literally the richest man in the world, buy in to the idea that the human brain can be connected to computers and operated by our thoughts? And if he does this mean he is part of the technocrat cabal, secretly working and now coming out with it, to create a hybrid human species, a sort of cyborg community of minds and persons connected together via computers and then controlled by an algorithm? Whoa! Well, that is what some are suggesting, if they're not saying it directly. So let's take a look at this. To introduce us to the subject, I'll provide a link to a documentary video that was compiled, I think, by Red Voice Media. At least that's where I found it. And that's Stu Peters' outfit. And so I'll have to lay out a caveat or two. I appreciate Stu Peters. Really do. I think he's awesome. I followed him for quite a long time. His perspective on the Russia-Ukraine, however, in my view, is skewed. That's my opinion. I get to have one. I think he is repeating some P-tape Russian propaganda. Yeah, that's what I think. Ukrainian Nazi soldiers carving swastikas in little girls' chests while the Nazi commander of that group is getting it on with a tranny? Okay, well, maybe. Now, I have no way to verify that story. Maybe he does. But it smells just like old Pravda tripe from Moskva Stalinists. On the other hand, I agree fully that America should not send troops into that quagmire, but I do believe we should get Biden out of the way and put someone in the White House who's not owned by Putin and Xi, and get serious about supporting Ukraine's fight against that ravenous Russian bear and that Chinese scratching panda. Hard to see pandas as vicious, but really, we need someone who's not pandering to the panda and feeding the bear, okay? Anyway, remember, I don't use material I cannot vet, or try to avoid it anyway. Everything I'm going to present from this video, linked here, get it in my notes, I've seen documented elsewhere. What Peters has done is assemble the material in a way that allows the student to get a great overview of the subject of transhumanism with documented statements from the horse's mouth, as they say. A cliche, but it works. I'm going through the video material noting, in my show notes, the timestamp where each segment discussed begins. So you can use my notes to skip through the video to the exact place you want to review. I'm not going to announce the timestamps as I take you through this because, well, that'll just be boring and won't be helpful. And finally, I provide reliable recitations of what these people said, sometimes with exact quotes, sometimes as a paraphrase, but always reliably accurate. But you can check it out for yourself. I provided the source. Okay, let's get started. Elon with Axel Springer. Quote, many breakthroughs coming. You could do anything with synthetic mRNA. You could stop aging, reverse it, turn someone into a freaking butterfly. Neuralink, that's one of Musk's enterprises, where he is working to connect, that is link, the human brain with computers. Learn all about it on the Neuralink or Neuralink.com website. Back to Musk. Neuralink is going to help cure brain injuries and spine injuries. First implanted device in humans will be quadriplegics, allowing them to control electronic devices with their minds. Now, I understand he's got a monkey controlling computers with its brain. You got a link here to that. Then the switch to Yuval Noah Harari. He is lead advisor to Klaus Schwab. He says, in this little clip, humans are hackable animals. Then we switch to Dr. Malone, the inventor of mRNA technology, the technology used in the COVID-19 vaccines. Interviewed by Glenn Beck, Malone said, "There is a joint report prepared by the government of the UK coming from Germany, and it's about transhumanism. It is one of the key agendas of the WEF, that's the World Economic Forum, Schwab's outfit, and they talk about the RNA vaccines as an entry point, as sort of opening that space ethically and otherwise," end quote. Then we switch to a forum on brain-computer interfaces titled "When Humans Become Cyborgs." Whoa. The name of the speaker is not revealed. She speaks of Elon Musk working on closed-loop systems where brain activity and input into the brain engage with an implant in the brain that's placed just underneath the skull. And then it switches to the question, who is steering the Great Reset narrative? Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum, author of COVID-19 and the Great Reset, among some other things, and in a World Economic Forum meeting in 2018, January 23 to 26, presents one of his key advisors on the transhumanism agenda, and that is Noé Harari. We mentioned him earlier. And in this clip, he's talking about the interface between brains and computers. He says, quote, "It's kind of the watershed moment. Once you have a good two-way," meaning communication between the brain and the computer, "there's no idea," his word, "what happens after that," end quote. And then he goes on, quote, "If you can get a two-way communication going between brains and computers, it also means you can connect several brains together to create an interbrain net." People have no idea what this means with regard to things like identity. Who am I? When I can access directly the brain of another person, end quote. And he goes on, quote, "The word intelligent design immediately brings to mind of many people the creationist idea that all life forms are designed by God. And so sometimes people tell me, don't use the word intelligent design. But it is intelligent design, what we're about to see in the world. It's just not the intelligent design of the God of the Bible. It's the intelligent designs of human beings and increasingly of algorithms," end quote. And then finally, this quote, "And increasingly, we will see more and more of this shift in authority from humans to algorithms." So algorithms will drive your behavior instead of your own free will. And then we switch to Klaus Schwab, recorded March 29, 2022, at a World Economic Forum meeting. Schwab says, quote, "With all the calendar issues on our agenda, we tend to forget that we are in the midst of the fourth industrial revolution, which accelerates global change in much more comprehensive and faster ways since the previous revolutions." And then we switch to an interview with Klaus, dated October 13, 2015, where he says, quote, "The difference of the fourth industrial revolution is that it doesn't change what you are doing, it changes you." That is what you are. If you take genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity, end quote. And now we switch back to Noé Harari, his advisor. Quote, "We need to realize that humans are now hackable animals. You can hack them," end quote. And another statement from Harari, quote, "I think in a couple of decades when people look back, the thing people will remember from the COVID crisis is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment that everything became monitored. And we agreed to be surveilled all the time, not just in totalitarian regimes, but even in the democracies. And maybe most importantly of all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin," end quote. Schwab's advisor Harari continued, quote, "I think that the big process that's going on in the world right now is hacking human beings. The ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you go. And for that, the most important data is not what you read or who you meet and what you buy. It's what's happening inside your body. So we had these two big revolutions, the computer science revolution or the Intel revolution and the biological sciences. And these are still separated, but they are about to merge." And then it switches back to Klaus Schwab, quote, "History is truly at a turning point. We do not yet know the full extent of the systemic and structural changes which will happen. However, we do know the global energy systems, the food systems, and supply chains will be deeply affected, end quote. Are you hearing this? And then, quote, the fourth industrial revolution is actually changing ourselves. It's changing not only what we are doing, it is changing who we are. The fourth industrial revolution, he went on to say, is a fusion of our physical, our digital, and our biological identities. Whoa. And it switches back to Noah Harari, who is often called the prophet. He's praised by Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates, and, as pointed out earlier, he's an advisor to Klaus Schwab in these matters. The World Economic Forum, the New York Times, Stanford, Harvard, virtually all of the MSM. Yeah, Harari answers whether this is a good thing. He mentions it could be a good thing, but warns that it must be watched carefully. First, he said, we're seeing massive surveillance systems being adopted all around the world, even in democratic countries where they were previously resisted. Secondly, we see the nature of surveillance changing from over-the-skin surveillance to under-the-skin. Wow, shades of Mark of the Beast. What's going on here? I'll be speaking to it in my Bible study this coming Sunday morning. I hope you'll be there. Well, well, well. And in this corner, or on this side of the stage, Fauci announces the global pandemic for the United States is over. And then Biden sends Psaki out there to correct him, to sack him. So Fauci reverses himself again. Now, it's not over. Are we still listening to this man? Remember, according to Schwab, the pandemic is an essential key to moving forward with his Great Reset. And according to his advisor, we will look back to this pandemic as the day in history when freedom died. Now, he didn't use those words, but that's what he said. They've got to get everybody jabbed, and it will be much more difficult if people aren't terrified by the specter of the invisible enemy. Meanwhile, Pfizer submits application for emergency use authorization for a COVID vaccine booster injection in children 5 to 11 years old. And everybody knows that they're not in danger from this pandemic that was and that is no more, but keeps coming back. And while China's CCP overlords are murdering millions by starvation and Shanghai lockdowns, a new bird flu shows up in China. Biden hosted a Teachers of the Year event in Washington, D.C. He told the teachers there that children are all our children. What? He said to these teachers that the children are not somebody else's children. They're yours when you're in the classroom. Excuse me? I hope you're listening. Your kids are being fitted for their brown shirts. The only hope is a return to God, whom we have forsaken. And it's the remnant that God is watching, and we are praying. Dinesh, we hope, will soon release 2,000 mules exposing Zuckerberg's ballot harvesting scheme. Studying the videos, they identified 2,000 ballot mules that together harvested 400,000 illegal votes. Maybe this explains how Biden won a record low of all U.S. counties. Did you know Biden took only 16.7 of all the counties in the entire country, but supposedly garnered the greatest number of votes in presidential election history? It's a bunch of nonsense. Worse than that, it's criminal. I've lit the lamps in the church above your arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Find the Contact Us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline, 805-314-2114. That is 805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. I will be in my pulpit with the ship's lantern on this Sunday. Come on by. You're invited. I'll see you in
church. Go to GodsWar2020.com.